Headline: Gauntlet's $2.3 million contract renewal with Compound faces backlash. Published at 5:35 p.m., September 5, 2025. The renewal of Gauntlet's $2.3 million contract with crypto lending platform Compound Finance is facing pushback for economic underperformance and conflicts of interest, among other criticisms. In a post to Compound's governance forum made in advance of Gauntlet's own renewal proposal, founder and CEO of Alpha Growth, Brian Colligan, recommended that Compound should not rehire Gauntlet under the current model. He made four main criticisms, accusing Gauntlet of having operational gaps and failing to maintain profitable collaborative programs with other platforms, in addition to the aforementioned economic underperformance and conflicts of interest. Read more: Compound DAO asleep at the wheel as $25 million governance attack passes. Similar accusations were made back in March, following the approval of a proposal to use competitor Morpho, for whom Gauntlet is also a service provider, to launch new markets on the Polygon network. In the decentralized finance, DeFi sector, projects are often run as decentralized autonomous organizations, or DAOs, in which token holders vote on key decisions such as protocol upgrades or hiring contractors such as Gauntlet. Compound is considered one of the most well-established DAOs and has been credited with sparking 2020's fabled DeFi summer by rewarding liquidity providers with its own governance token, COMP. Skepticism over DAO judgment. In a blog post published on Alpha Growth titled "The Death of DAOs," Colligan alludes to the issues such conflicts of interest bring and claims, "If you're a service provider trying to keep contracts alive, you can't call out inefficiency without making enemies." Gauntlet previously towed this line a little too closely at DeFi lending giant Aave, before eventually throwing in the towel and joining up with Morpho. Aave governance delegate Mark Zeller is one of Gauntlet's harshest critics and views its relationship with Compound as parasitic. Zeller says Gauntlet would likely drain Compound treasury to zero, and that the only way out for COMP holders is to hit the sell button. Read more: Justin Sun defends HTX while it lends 92% of its USDT on Aave. Instead of renewal, Colligan suggests a month-long tendering stage before two service providers are selected to compete against one another on an identical brief over a 90-day period. He also sees performance-based payment as the way forward rather than fixed fees. Gauntlet's proposal to renew its services points to its risk guidance having avoided any material insolvencies, while also highlighting the parameter recommendations and risk alerts it produced as part of its research over the year. In response, Compound Foundation said it supports extending our relationship with Gauntlet based on continuity, avoiding disruption, strategic initiatives, and contractual enhancements. DAO drama infighting is common within the DEFI sector. Hacks, lawsuits, forks, and vampire attacks all create a high-pressure environment where grudges fester and tempers flare. Most recently, Uniswap's Hayden Adams went on the offensive against rival decentralized exchange Bancor. Read more: Uniswap hook. Bunny hacked for over $8 million after Precision Bug exploited Adams' post was made in response to a lawsuit Bancor brought against Uniswap in May, which Adams called nonsense. He argued, "Using first-grade level math to price tokens on a blockchain doesn't warrant patent infringement." Bancor launched its Constant Product Automated Market Maker Exchange in 2017, with Uniswap launching the following year. Today, DeFi dashboard DeFi Llama shows Uniswap's $5.8 billion of total value locked, TVL, dwarfing Bancor's $69 million. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.